last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Oh, light of Allah, you are our true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is your host Zainab, and today with us we have Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Brother Liaqat is a scholar in the Hausa Ilmiya of Qom, and he holds a background in psychology as well. He is currently pursuing his degree in psychology plus sociology and has research in the Mathawiya. So yes, you are listening to The Last Savior, and today we are going to discuss something that all the listeners, all the awaiters of Imam are eager to know. Yes, when knowing about Imam, when getting to know about the Imam, when we have the ma'rifat of Imam, then everybody wants to be the awaiters. But what are the duties, what are the qualities, and what are the responsibilities these awaiters should possess? Always is a question in the mind of the awaiters. So today, Brother Liaqat, we would like to list out the qualities, and we would want you to share one by one with us in detail about these qualities that the awaiters should possess.
So we have spoken a lot already about the qualities of awaiters and what they should be doing. But one thing is, no matter how much we speak, until we implement it, it's of no use.
Yeah.
Just like knowledge without action is of no use. Likewise, no matter how much we know, of course, it's an introduction. It's a muqaddama, we say.
Yeah.
It's the first step towards action. So
yeah.
I would say it is important to know. Until we don't know, we can't implement it. We can't act upon it.
Yeah.
So we have to be knowing our responsibilities. If you take into consideration about the responsibilities itself, the topic of responsibilities, we have a lot of responsibilities with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with regards to ourselves, with regards to our parents, with regards to our family members, like spouse, children. Yeah. Likewise, we have a responsibility in awaiting. Like, how should we wait? Because we have a number of ahadith where the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salatu was-salam, peace be upon them, they have stated the importance of awaiting and the ajr, the rewards, and the heavy rewards, I would say, what it carries.
Right.
But until we don't know how to wait.
The best of the amal is
the best of the amal, and someone who waits and he dies, he's going to get the sawab of martyr. 50 martyrs of Badr, 50 martyrs of Uhud, the person is going to carry. And once a group of people come to Rasulullah and they are like, Ya Rasulullah, what will they get? Like, how is it that we were with you and it is because of us, and there are reasons that because of us there are few verses of the Holy Quran which were revealed.
Yeah.
Because there were people and the Sha'an and Nuzul. Yeah, exactly.
The
they were steadfast and for many reasons.
And they fought wars. And,
yeah, exactly, indeed. But why is it that they are so important? Then
they
the
have
Prophet
the reward
states,
of 50 of us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's very astonishing. Like if a person at that time, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would attain martyrdom, he would get only the reward of one shaheed. You see, in Badr example, or in Uhud, one shaheed, one martyr, one shaheed, and the reward of one martyr.
Right. But, now, why is it so that the awaiters have that many rewards? We will explore the topic more after a short break, dear listeners. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. This thousand-year-old pain.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm with Brother Liaquat Abbas, and we are exploring the duties of the awaiters. So you said that the awaiters have the reward of 50 martyrs of Badr, for example, and when the people in that time were asking Prophet, peace be upon him and his purified family, so they were also surprised, and we are also surprised to know that.
Definitely, definitely, and we should be also. It's because the Prophet, then he states, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he states that if you were to bear what they will bear, you wouldn't have patience. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the reasons, like, it's the sabr which they are lacking, and the later generations, that is the time of Ghaibat al-Kubra, that is the major occultation when it will happen, or even the minor occultation as well. But in the minor occultation, there's still a bit of access,
right,
through the Nawab or through the Waqeel, I would say, the representatives of the imam.
So not having a direct access to imam in itself is a big pain.
Yeah, indeed,
and
definitely.
And we know that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, definitely, definitely. Now we will also speak about how much of pain we should have,
mm-hmm,
when we are awaiting. It's because of the pain. It's because of the sabr. When is it sabr? Like, you know, there are different forms of sabr, yeah?
Right.
Sabr in worship, like we
in
have hadith from Imam Ali.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Sabr is not just in front of sin.
Troubles,
you see.
Yeah.
Yeah, sabr while a person is facing hardship,
yeah,
in pain, in disease,
right,
when he's sick, example, yeah? This is one of those places where a person should have sabr. Example, and the story goes ahead, I would say, in this manner, if I want to portray in a form of a story, it would be in this manner that, just consider a father, of course, you're a mother, okay, the listener, whoever it is. So if you are a mother and you lost your child, and the child is extremely, extremely brilliant,
mm-hmm,
he is one in the whole world, one of its kind, what we say, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And so handsome, so polite, so cute, so well nurtured, and extremely, extremely humbled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know that he is not there in front of you. And you know that he's gonna come, but you don't know when. And you're in search of him. Example.
Yeah.
Okay. How would you feel? Like, even if you go to a place like, I would say, even if you attend a gathering, your thoughts won't lose your child. Why?
Right.
Because he is so close to you. Yeah?
Yeah.
So you will constantly think of him.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a single time that your thoughts will not skip the memory of your child.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Even while sleeping. Where is he? What he must be doing? Did he have food? Did he eat food? He must be sleeping now. Maybe he's resting now. Oh Allah, make me meet my child tomorrow itself.
Right.
So this is the crave what you have. This is the feeling what you have, isn't it? Yeah.
Right.
So this is a kind of feeling what we should be having.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what Rasulullah is saying, the sabr, what they will have,
yeah,
you might not have it, you see.
Right.
So the sabr which we will have waiting for the imam of the time, the pain which we will take,
mm-hmm,
and the sabr because of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That brings us rewards.
Rewards, yeah. So it's not something else.
مهديون في الأزمان شع ضياءه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه مهديون في الأزمان شع ضياءه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here, and we are talking about the duties of the awaiters. Well, you said that waiters in itself have the huge rewards, for example, for waiting. And also you explained while we are waiting and waiting in true sense, and in that sense, we also have sabr, we also possess patience. That's what helps us, come along. Yeah. So, yeah, I would like to know more.
Yeah. So when it comes to the topic of how to wait, how to wait for the hujjah, salawatullahi alayhi, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring his make him reappear very quickly, inshallah. We have a lot of hadith. May Allah hasten his reappearance, inshallah, very quickly. We have a lot of ahadith over here. Example, one of them is from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, where he says, "Tuba li shi'atina al-mutamassikina bihablina fi ghaibati qa'imina." Mm-hmm. Where the Imam says, "Blessed are our Shia, those who cling to our rope of wilaya during the occultation of our qa'im."
Mm-hmm.
So the clinging to wilaya is extremely important.
Yeah.
And when we talk about wilayat, example, the wilayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam, which is connected to the wilayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the authority. Yeah. And we have already discussed a bit about it when we spoke about the wilayat al-taqwiniya and wilayat al-tashri'iya.
Right.
We have told a lot about it. Over here, what we want to say is, if this connection is lost, it means the connection with the wali of Allah, that is the 12th imam, is lost.
Right.
And over here, we have a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, where he states that no matter what, even if one of you were to lose the connection with one of the imam,
mm-hmm.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will straight away put that person in hellfire.
Okay.
So the connection is very important.
Right.
Not losing connection. And alhamdulillah, when we talk about the love of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and the lovers of Ahlul Bayt and who are listening to as well, inshallah, we say, okay, we are connected. We are well connected to the Ahlul Bayt. So what is the need of this topic?
Mm-hmm.
Because we are already with them, isn't it?
Right.
It's like, it's not just the zahir part, that is the apparent part. Like what we say, oh, you know what, I'm connected.
Right. Okay?
The connection depends on the action. Now, we all know that we should be connected.
Right.
And we all say, we proclaim, like, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. This is a kind of bearing witness or proclamation,
right.
Yeah?
Right.
And we proclaim that there is Allah. Okay, from the logic what we have, we say Allah is one. We say, oh, there should be a prophet. Oh, there should be an imam. Oh, it is logical that the imam is in occultation. We say this. Oh, you know what, we have to follow so-and-so duties. We have responsibilities and we have to follow them. This is logical. And we say, oh, we are connected.
Right.
This is not just enough, yeah? Over here,
clinging to rope means something else.
Exactly. Okay. Clinging to the rope, example,
is
by saying is not enough,
okay?
What is the rope? Example, you know, there are awliya'uhumut-taghut. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying awliya'uhumut-taghut? Yeah? Example, their authorities or those... And there are a few people, of course, I would say most of them, who would follow at-taghut, who would follow corrupt people, who
oppressors.
Would follow corruption, who would follow oppressors, who would follow shaitan, example, yeah? Allahumma la'an jibti wa ta'ud, where we also have a la'an and curse upon the those who oppress and those who are the corrupt ones, example, yeah? There might be people, and there are people who say, oh, you know what, we are connected to the Ahlul Bayt.
But
in reality, they follow
themselves.
The shaitan.
Right.
Yeah.
So what we got here is that knowledge in itself is not enough. For example, sometimes I know that having a lot of sugar is bad for my health, and still in action, it is not applied. So there's something that lacks, and that is a firm belief. That's faith. And there are ways to strengthen that faith. The faith can be strengthened by prayers and by fasting. So yeah, that's all the time we had for today. Thank you so much for listening, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the true awaiters and true soldiers of Imam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa atil faraj. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.